Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, and Rockstar. Live from the Birmingham Racecourse Casino Studios, the next round, presented by Bud Light, is on now.
Some really good basketball last night. We got a pretty interesting NFL game tonight with the Cowboys needing a win really bad. Saints do too if they're still trying to make the playoffs. Of course, we're heading to Atlanta after the show today to get ready for the big weekend. We'll talk about that in just a second, and a lot of other stuff going on in college football as we get going today. Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, Rockstar Forrester, and Lunsford all with you today. You can jump in on the phones, 205-734-0923 in the Pepsi hotline and over in the Farmfolio chat room where all of you guys are already yelling good morning at us. Good morning back to you guys, and we're looking forward to this big weekend of college football championship weekend. And on Sunday, we'll know the four participants that are in there for the college football playoffs. But we'll start with the discussion yesterday that they were unable to come to a consensus on the college football playoff expansion. But as they leave the meeting in Dallas, all the major commissioners and Swarbrick on a call, they all agreed that we're going to expand. They just couldn't come up on how we were expanding and some other obstacles standing in the way. We're going to expand, but it's still how much, how we're going to do it, who's going to broadcast it, and when are we going to do it?
Yeah, I don't know about who's broadcasting it. I think you can get the network heads together and probably figure that out. I mean, there's enough money to go around. You can just see by the contracts that are being given out to these head coaches right now. I'm kind of conditioned now that it's going to be 12. I don't know about you guys, but I think the three of us could sit down and over a two-hour lunch, we probably could figure out a good way to do this.
Yeah,
doesn't seem
so
that complicated.
No, I'm with you. I do think networks, though, that's the big issue. And I've said that all along. I just don't think, because it is viewed that ESPN and the SEC are so intrinsically tied to one another, that they are in bed together, that the Pac-12 and the Big Ten and the Big 12, what remains of them, they don't want to just hand it all over to ESPN, I don't think. I think the Big Ten especially wants to see Fox in this game.
I believe the Big 12 would sign up for anything right now that
probably
included them getting an automatic bid.
Probably.
I mean, I look at Bob Bowlesby's comments leaving the room yesterday, and he said, quote, "I thought there was a chance we'd get to the end today. We didn't, and there were good and appropriate reasons why we didn't." But he was wanting it to get to the end yesterday because the discussion right now for him is everyone is keeping the Big 12 on at the main table, the big table. And he likes that. If we can go ahead and get that in writing and sign that, I'll sign that today. It's almost like, I'll sign my house. I'll sell my house to you if you don't want an inspection. Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. Don't come inspect my conference. Give me the same thing the SEC and everyone else is getting. I'm all in on that. Bowlesby would sign up for a 16-team playoff right now.
Well, you look at it, how many Big 12 teams have we had make the college football playoff?
Oklahoma.
Yeah, Oklahoma. That's it. Yeah. And it's not every year. So now if you're guaranteed a seat every year, if you've got an automatic qualifier, whoever wins that Big 12 conference,
I'd say step up for them.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think we'll ever see. I mean, maybe one day we'll see two out of the Big 12 if we have 12.
And I get the feeling the ACC guy in his heart of hearts is like, you know, Clemson's really the only team in our conference that ever makes it, and they're there if they have any kind of good year. So yeah. I really don't care what we do. I mean, chances are it'll get us another team more often than not. So I'm good with it. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go. So yeah. The holdback to me is how they're dealing with the bowls and eventually killing off a lot of bowls.
Well, that's
and,
where
and the television contracts. And That's where all of it comes in. I think that's going to be the biggest obstacle.
Well, I think bowls and television contracts, Jim, the place they meet is at the Big Ten because of the Rose Bowl. How you manage the Rose Bowl in this whole thing is big for the Rose Bowl and it's big for the Big Ten. You know, how do they fit into this puzzle? What is their place in this expanded? Does it give them a lesser game? Do they get the roughly the teams they want most of the time? You know, how does this affect the Rose Bowl? And the Big Ten cares a whole lot about that.
It's amazing the Rose Bowl still has as much control as it does. I think we all appreciate the Rose Bowl. It's by far, outside of the college football playoff, the most intriguing game year in and year out. But how they still have this type of power.
But I'd have no problem if they said, hey, we're going to do this rotation of games between the New Year's Six bowl games, but the Rose Bowl will always have a semifinal game. Or yeah. or if they want it, they'll always have an earlier round game that matched the Big Ten and Pac-12 champion. I'd be okay with either one of those scenarios just for us to move forward.
Yeah. Placate to the Rose Bowl. Yes. I get it. And yeah, I don't know why they'd have a problem with that.
Well, I don't think they would. But so here's the issue with that then. Is the second playoff game has to be that primetime game. So you got to convince the Sugar Bowl to come off that. And I guess you could do that. I mean, Sugar Bowl, you're going to be primetime the years you don't have the championship. So it's going to be Rose, and then if the Fiesta's got the other semifinal game, they're in. They're primetime. If the Cotton's got the other set, they're primetime.
Yeah. Nobody'd hate being primetime. You just go after the Rose Bowl.
I wouldn't think so, but without sitting down and doing the math, it seems like if I'm the Sugar, if I'm the Sugar Cotton Fiesta, I'm getting a semifinal game fewer times now, or I'm having to wait longer to get my semifinal game.
Yep.
So I'm getting penalized because of the Rose Bowl.
Or maybe not. What cranks their tractor is we'll take a quarterfinal game, but every year make it the Big Ten and the Pac-12 champion.
Who? The Rose Bowl.
Yeah. And that goes back to their tradition. Maybe that's what. All this is saying, there's a lot of things, a lot of politics going on, but we're not to the point yet. But Greg Sankey, the SEC commissioner, and the others left yesterday with the sense that we are expanding, but it keeps looking like 2024 is when we're going to expand. We're going to play two more full seasons after we're through with this playoff with the four setup that we have right now. And that's hard for me to swallow, that we're really going to do that, that we're going to maybe get to the expanded SEC before we get to the expanded playoff.
Man, I'm good with it, though. Think about it like this. I mean, since 2014, when we've had four teams, before that, how many years did we go where we had two teams?
A long time.
We finally got that expansion. I love the 14 playoff. Look, I'm all about more, whether it's 8 or 12. Hopefully it'll be 12. But I can wait a couple more years.
Yeah, no problem. But there is a good chance, to your point, that maybe we don't need more sometimes on Sunday afternoon. You know, if Georgia beats Alabama, like some people think Georgia is going to beat Alabama, I would be very comfortable just Georgia and Michigan playing for the national championship at that point.
I don't even know if there's any intrigue. If Georgia completely trounces Alabama going into the playoff, we talked about what the numbers would be if it's Georgia-Cincinnati, if it's Georgia-Oklahoma State. I mean, they're going to be 17-plus point favorite.
Yeah.
I mean, this thing seems like it's over if Georgia completely skull drags Alabama.
I don't disagree with you at all on that one. And in an expanded playoff this year, and this is not meant as a shot. I think you guys know how I felt about Ole Miss this year. I like this team. But Ole Miss is easily in.
Easily.
An expanded playoff. And I think you got to step back and look at the question, can we settle the national championship without Ole Miss being involved? Absolutely we can. Yep. So it's not as if this expanded playoff is helping us settle the national championship. It's not. It's just giving us more meaningful football games. Yeah,
but it's an opportunity for the best team in the country to get tripped up like we see every year in baseball, like we see every year in the NBA. Well, not as much in the NBA, but like we see every year in the NHL, in the NFL. The best team in the regular season, the perceived best team, doesn't always win the championship. And we will eventually get to that in college football, too. Dirty Dev says, I'm okay if it's not until 2030. I'm an anti-12 team. I enjoy this format.
I think a lot of people are there.
Well, I think there were a lot of anti-going to four. And
there
then
were.
Once we went to four, they were like, you know what? I kind of like this new setup.
Well, I think going to four, and I was one of these people, going to four, what I feared was it would diminish the regular season. In other words, a loss would not be as penalizing because you could still get in. You know, even if it's an in-conference loss. It has happened. And I wanted those things to hurt as much as they could because that gives you the excitement of college football. I was wrong about that. We've had some of the most exciting college football years we've ever had with a 14 playoff. Well, so it has not diminished the regular season at all.
Think about how exciting that semifinal day is. You know, it's one of the best days of sports.
It is.
Even though we've had crap semifinal games typically, you're still really excited about that day going into it.
Yeah, looking forward to whatever happens, but we've got big games to play this weekend, starting tomorrow night with a Pac-12 championship and also the Conference USA championship, and then all the games on Saturday that will decide the playoff field. Part of our show today being brought to you by the great folks at Wayne's, headquartered right here in Birmingham since 1973. They're the exclusive provider of pest prevention and everything else they offer for the next round. That means everybody on the show is a Wayne's customer. We trust them, and you should too. Right now, you get $60 off that EnviroPest service, your initial one, if you use the promo code TNR. TNR. That's for the next round. Just call 866-WAYNES-1, 866-WAYNES-1. From Tuscaloosa to Nashville, new viewer yesterday who found us in Knoxville, thank you. You can be a Wayne's customer in Knoxville, all the way down to Auburn. Over 100,000 families and businesses across SEC country rely on Wayne's when it comes to residential and commercial termite protection, pest prevention, mosquito control, and lawn care services. Sign up with Wayne's today and use the promo code TNR, 866-WAYNES-1, 866-WAYNES-1. Later today, we have a Kirby Smart News Conference around 12:30 Central Time via Zoom, as the SEC coaches will talk today. This used to be a luncheon we would do on Friday, the Zoom call happening today in place of that. And we'll carry a little bit of Kirby a little bit later on at 12:30 today. The big talking point going into the weekend, and as I was setting up the morning rounds, the top reads of the morning at nextroundlive.com, there was a developing theme with columnists around college football, from Connor O'Gara at Saturday Down South all the way to Ryan McGee at ESPN.com. And it's this: if not now, then when for Kirby Smart? And that is the theme going into the weekend. If not now, then when? If you're not going to beat Nick Saban, then when are you going to beat him? If you're not going to win the national championship, when are you going to win it? If not now, then when for Kirby Smart?
Well, you think about great coaches out there and how many have won multiple national championships. It's hard to grab one of these things. And Kirby had his fingers around the trophy back in 2017. And, you know, talking to a Georgia fan last night, they feel really good about this game. They feel good about the game Saturday. They feel good about moving forward. And you brought up the point a couple of days ago, if somehow Kirby was to lose this game Saturday and then lose again in the rematch in the national championship, he would never recover. But I agree. It's Georgia, everyone else. We had a lot more parity going into the playoff last year. We didn't know, you know, Clemson looked so good in the ACC championship against Notre Dame. So you were like, wow, Clemson's bounced back. Ohio State is now playing their best football with Trey Sermon running the football. And this Justin Fields, pretty good quarterback. Alabama was playing at an elite level.
And they scalded both those teams, Notre Dame and Ohio State.
But going into that playoff, you were like, you know, there's three teams that could probably win this thing. And now going into this playoff, again, the perception changes if Alabama beats Georgia on Saturday. If they don't, though, it's Georgia and everyone else. So I agree with that thought.
Yeah, if Alabama beats Georgia on Saturday, which seems to be a growing long shot, then it'll be like, oh, there's three teams that can win this thing, because Michigan is growing in credibility right now. But I'm with you. If Georgia wins this and they win it double digits, or if they win it by double digits plus, then it's going to be Georgia. And the only way this doesn't go Kirby's way is if he somehow fumbles it down the stretch.
But keep in mind, and this is the way college football works, keep in mind, if I just rewind a week ago and 2 weeks ago from this very moment right now, some of these same columnists you're talking about and some of the same people in this room were saying, boy, the way this Ohio State team is playing, it might not just be Georgia. The way this Jose, I mean, boy, look at C.J. Stroud and that Ohio State team. They are clicking right now.
No, in 60 minutes, it flipped from Ohio State to Michigan. And now that you're talking about Michigan, my only thing about Michigan, this might not be fair, is Jim Harbaugh's already won one big game this year against Ohio State last week. He will have to win another big game Saturday night against Iowa.
Yep.
And then he's going to have to win two more. And I just don't see, you know, going from not ever winning a big game to winning four consecutive big games.
But my point in saying that is, the one thing the vast majority of college football teams are not is consistent. Now, Georgia has been this year, so I'll give them credit for that. And their challenge now is to be that for three more games, right? Alabama has been anything but consistent. Michigan has been anything but consistent. Cincinnati really has been anything but consistent. You look at the rest of that top four. So that's my point is, you can take a snapshot of any week of college football, and when you think you got this thing figured out, you normally get a curveball. And it looks like we got it figured out with Georgia. Is there a curveball?
It's a complete curveball season. And by this logic,
well, there you go.
We have, over the last decade, it has transformed from defense wins championships to offense dominates college football. And if Alabama loses Saturday, it's going to be four defensive teams in this thing. It's going to be Georgia.
Crazy.
It's going to be Michigan. It's going to be Cincinnati. It's going to be Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
So you're not getting the fireworks that we have gotten 2020 Alabama, 2019 Clemson, or 2019 LSU, 2018 Clemson. It's really strange.
Looking forward to the weekend. We're looking forward to heading over to Atlanta. And again, tomorrow we'll broadcast live from Twin Peaks in Atlanta right here, normal time for the show from Atlanta. Plus, a bonus show tomorrow night, 4 to 6 Central, 5 to 7 Eastern, over at Twin Peaks in Atlanta, Georgia, as we get ready for the SEC Championship with our SEC road shows. That is happening tomorrow, and of course, 10 a.m. to 12 noon Central Time on Saturday morning for our show as well. The kickoff's at 3 o'clock over at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Ashley, one of our great female listeners, checking in this morning early. I agree with this. Last time Georgia had this much swagger going into a Bama game, they were wearing black, and that Alabama team rolled them in Athens.
The line is not the same, but if you just want to go Alabama-Georgia games, the narrative feels a little similar to 2015 in Athens. You guys remember that one? Now, the line's not the same. That was a, I think that actually,
well,
Alabama.
It started Alabama 1, it flipped to Georgia 1, and then, you know, there's a debate on where that number ended up.
Yeah, some people say Alabama went off as the favorite, some say Georgia, but my point is just the narrative. It felt like that Alabama team, a lot of people were giving them up for dead. They lost to Ole Miss at home. They looked awful in doing it. Nobody really believed in Jake Coker as a quarterback, I don't think. And everybody thought, well, here's the passing of the torch to Georgia in the conference. And all of a sudden, one game's all it took.
Yep.
Alabama went over there and whipped them. You're like, okay, well, maybe Alabama's not dead. And they won the national championship.
Yeah. We'll see what happens on Saturday. A lot more conversation about that. Reese Davis is the host of College Game Day, longtime friend. He will be with us in our next segment to kick off the show. So Reese is just a few minutes away with us here on the next round, part of our show being brought to you, as always, by the great folks at Mortgage Right.
Hey, the holidays approaching. You might be wondering how you can make some extra money. Well, our friends at Mortgage Right, they have got a great solution for you. If your home's equity is the size of Santa's waist belt, then Mortgage Right can help you turn that equity into cash in your pocket with a cash out refinance. Reach out today for a free home health check to see if a cash out refi is right for you. NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender. Go online, MortgageRight.com/TNR today.
We talked about Jabari Smith being the freshman of the week in the SEC, dominant last night for number 21 Auburn. 20-7, 85-68. Auburn beat a really good UCF team down at Auburn Arena. UAB, Andy Kennedy's team, down 13 at one point. Double digits. They come back to win comfortably over East Tennessee State, 70-56. KJ Buffin had a double-double, 16 rebounds in that one. That was big. Looks like Marcus Freeman's going to be introduced, and we'll talk to Reese about this, as the new head coach at Notre Dame today. 35 years old. He's keeping Tommy Reese, the youngest Power 5 OC in America, a youth movement in South Bend. Initial reaction before we talk to Reese about that.
Well, again, I think Jack Swarbrick was in a corner. We talked about it yesterday. I think this might be a little knee-jerk, but if you didn't have a guy that you believed you could go out and was going to be the next big coach at Notre Dame, I guess you roll the dice in this situation. My point yesterday was Marcus Freeman, stay here, be the interim guy. Let's just get us through. We might get into a playoff situation. If he ended up bolting for LSU and you can't find your guy, if you go back to Freeman, you're still going to get him. So I don't know why you made this hire unless you were 100% all in on Marcus Freeman to begin with.
It's got the feel, and I'm not saying this is the case. I'm just saying from a distance, it's got the feel of, look, I don't want to lose these guys. I'm going to convince Marcus Freeman to be the head coach. Tommy Reese is going to be kind of my co-head coach, Marcus. Now, look, we're giving you a job. You're 35. You're about to be the Notre Dame coach. We're going to kind of make Tommy our offensive head coach. You be our defensive. You'll have the title, but we really need to keep Tommy, too. So we're going to give him a ton of money, a title. We're going to make him feel like he's basically our offensive head coach. I don't know if that's a system that works. And, again, that it's just got the feel of that. It happened so quickly.
And then there was the fact that you didn't want – Brian Kelly to walk out of the chicken house and take the chickens
with
him,
right,
too.
Yep. I mean, people are comparing it to when Saban took the LSU job from Michigan State, sent the plane back, and I think Adam Gase was the only guy that got on the plane.
Yep. And he was a...
He was like a GA. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he gets on the plane and flies.
Adam, where is everybody? It's just me, Coach.
I am everybody.
I can only assume...
We even lost one pilot. I had a co-pilot.
That Brian Kelly would be difficult to work for, but at the same time, I agree with you. Swarbrick, it was middle finger. It was like, you're not taking all mine with you.
Yeah. And the players really wanted these guys. Apparently.
They did. It was popular among the players.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there were a lot of GIFs rolling out there, people walking down, putting the jersey... The Rudy moment.
But you can't
give my jersey to Marcus. My jersey to Marcus.
The last thing you do when you lose a coach, you cannot make these decisions based on your current players. That's a bad idea to do that.
Marcus Freeman, though, the new head coach, according to reports at Notre Dame, and we look forward to talking to Reese Davis about that and championship weekend. Game day will be in Atlanta, Georgia, coming up this weekend. Reese and his crew will be there to set the stage in Atlanta for championship weekend. We'll talk to him. Brownie will tell you right now about the great Tom Beckby.
In 2015, Tom Beckby was looking for some great-looking outdoor clothing, could not find it that is good for the field, good for the city, so he made his own jacket. And it went from there to a great-looking, time-tested, rugged material outdoor clothing line that looks great in the city as well. You can see it for yourself at the Tom Beckby Store in Mountain Brook Village, or go online, tombeckby.com. That's B-E-C-K-B-E, tombeckby.com, or the Tom Beckby Store in Mountain Brook Village.
Follow Dunaway on Twitter and Instagram at Jim Dunaway.
I want my lawn to look better than anybody else's on my street. Ryan Brown here for the next round. Here's one problem. I play a lot of golf, but I'm not a greenskeeper. It's why I depend on my friends at Wayne's. And now is the time to make sure your lawn is properly prepared to grow healthy and lush when spring rolls around. Let the lawn professionals at Wayne's set you up for success as your lawn enters dormancy for the winter season. I depend on them for my lawn. You should too. Get Wayne's treating your lawn now so it looks great in the spring. 866-WAYNES-1. That's 866-WAYNES-1. Banking is not just about your money, it's about you. It's about getting help with what you need when you need it. Ryan Brown here for the next round. AmFirst was founded for members like you, and they've been putting those members first since 1936. Putting you first means service that grows and changes with the times to serve you better. Now every bank has their own app, but that's just it. It's theirs, not yours. The AmFirst app was made for you. So it's easy to pay bills, deposit checks, or transfer money to friends and family from anywhere. It's even customizable, which means you can personalize your dashboard, create usage alerts, and redeem points for rewards that will make you feel like the number one priority you are. And you can do it all on your own time. So what are you waiting for? Get the app made for you from AmFirst. Visit any AmFirst location or amfirst.org today. America's First Federal Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA. All the gifts and gear you need for the holidays are all in one place. Academy Sports and Outdoors. Find the season's best savings on top brands for every sports fan, athlete, angler, griller, hunter, and outdoor lover. Both in-store and at academy.com.
The best food with the best sports is at Walk-On Sports Bistro, and they're now hiring for the Stadium Trace location near the Hoover Met. Walk-On's has top pay for experienced kitchen staff, servers, bartenders, bussers, hostesses, and to-go cashiers. And yes, health benefits are available. Go by the new Walk-On's location at Stadium Trace in Hoover and apply today. Hiring is happening on-site 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. This is your chance to join the championship team at Walk-On's Sports Bistro in Hoover.
Hey, if you're looking for a local agent to handle all of your insurance needs, you need to call my good friend James Anthony at the James Anthony Agency, 205-985-7717. Hoover, Birmingham, Northport, and Tuscaloosa has been in business over 20 years. The James Anthony Agency.
There are few things in life more important than getting a good night's sleep. Ryan Brown here from the next round. I learned that after going to Sleep Outfitters and getting my sleep outfitting. What is an outfitting, you might ask? Well, I simply went to the Sleep Outfitters off Highway 280, sat down and answered just a few short questions, and in moments, they had me laying on a mattress in the store so I could pick it out myself. The delivery was so easy, they set it up right there in my home, and I have an amazing night's sleep every night, and my life is better because of it. You can get that same night's sleep by finding a location at sleepoutfitters.com. And right now, you could win a $1,000 MasterCard gift card from Sleep Outfitters. This is a special sweepstakes, and it is just for our listeners. So go to sleepoutfitters.com/Ryan to enter. That's sleepoutfitters.com/Ryan. This is exclusive to the Next Round audience, so go try to win. Discover more about Sleep Outfitters and how they can help you complete your personal sleep profile, and you can start sleeping better too, and you can sleep with a $1,000 MasterCard gift card in your pocket now. sleepoutfitters.com/Ryan.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round to tell you about our friends at HydroLife Therapy. Boost your immune system today with HydroLife Therapy. IV therapy, B12 injections, cryotherapy, and compression therapy all under one roof. Mention Next Round at checkout. Save 20% off any service at the Birmingham and Tuscaloosa locations. If you're unable to make it to HydroLife, a nurse can actually come to your home or office. You can visit them online today, HydroLifeTherapy.com. HydroLife Therapy open 7 days a week, Homewood 9 to 6, and Tuscaloosa 10 to 6. One Man in the Toolbox has provided professional handyman services since 1997. Honesty and reliability are qualities that embody every one of their employees. From residential to commercial, One Man in the Toolbox has the background to help you with almost any project. 823-2111.
After years searching for a classic jacket that was functional in the field and the city, Tom Beckby couldn't find one he liked, so he decided to make his own. Since designing that first jacket in 2015, Tom Beckby has continued to draw inspiration from natural settings to produce classic outdoor equipment with time-tested rugged material. Visit the brand-new Tom Beckby store in Mountain Brook Village, a local business, with the goal of outfitting you for the outdoors here in Alabama and wherever the road takes you. Mountain Brook Village or online, TomBeckby.com. That's Tom, BeckBe.com.
Fans of Twin Peaks, make sure you stay up to date by signing up for their e-club. Stay up to date on all things Twin Peaks and score free stuff. Signing up is easy. Just visit TwinPeaksRestaurant.com/Peaks-Club to get started today.
We'll show you a few Thompson football highlights from last night as they won a state high school championship. More high school football going on all day down at Protective Stadium. Enjoy that. Well, we're going to show it to you now. There it is. Thompson running under the field. A little action last night as the Warriors get the championship, beating Central Phoenix City. A couple of touchdowns early on as our buddy John Lunsford was on the radio call of that. 38-22, three straight for the Thompson Warriors now, and Jeremiah Alexander there with the sack of Caleb Nix, the big tackle. That's nine state championships overall for Marcus Freeman, the head coach down. Not Marcus Freeman, that's in Notre Dame. Mark Freeman. So, Mark Freeman at Thompson.
Hey, how did Thompson lose a game this year?
Their quarterback got hurt.
It was the landmine, Jimmy Landmine.
Yeah. Jim injured the quarterback. Yeah,
all those trophies can be shipped anywhere in the country thanks to our friends at Ship Happens.
Yeah, today's ever-changing market, your supply chain, major factor in maintaining growing relationships with your customers, safe, on time, and affordable shipments. They are crucial with over 20 years combined experience and relationships. Jeff and Griffin at Ship Happens have the ability to get ship done. From LTL, van, flatbed, heavy haul, and expedited, Ship Happens, ready to bring a solution to all of your transportation problems. Don't have an accident and ship yourself. Call the guys at Ship Happens, 205-605-8101.
All right, we'll talk to Reese Davis in just a second. Don't forget Kirby Smart later in the show, as Kirby will be speaking to everyone on the SEC media call this afternoon as part of our SEC championship weekend. Nick Saban will follow him at 1 o'clock. Our plans here is to stay on just a tad later and carry Nick Saban as well.
The ESPN College Game Day host who will be in Atlanta is with us now on the Pepsi Hotline. Reese Davis is there. Hello, Reese. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Doing wonderful. Thanks a lot. Such a weird narrative for you guys to show up for a game Alabama is in when they are an underdog, and it's hard to find people that even think they can win the game.
It is unusual. It's been a long time since they've been an underdog this big, and they've also had, I think there have been four times in the last, since 08, I guess, that they've been an underdog like this, and they've won four of the games outright, and all four of them, I think, and two of them were against Georgia, and two of them were, or maybe three of them were in Atlanta. So, you know, they have a little history on their side, but the precious present, as people like to say, I think makes it a tough looking matchup, because what you've seen from the Alabama offensive line in the last few games, it seems like a very unfavorable situation against that great Georgia defensive line. But maybe on the flip side, you know, Will Anderson is a human game plan wrecker. So, you know, maybe that's, going to make it a situation where Alabama can find a way to stay in the fight.
If Kirby's going to win his first national championship, still a lot of work to do. Three big games, SEC championship, semifinal, national championship. But when you go back the last 3 years, we're talking about some of the greatest teams we've seen in the history of college football, from 18 Clemson, 19 LSU, and 20 Bama. If Georgia does close this out, would you put them in that group?
No, I would not. And I would also argue that along with that, that you could include 18 Alabama, 19 Alabama as well. I mean, those were really, really good teams. I know 19 lost two games, but, you know, prior to Tua's injury, there was only one team that could have beaten LSU, and it was Alabama. And I would say the same about 18 Clemson. So you've had generational type teams the last few years. And while this Georgia defense is a generational defense, now them, they stack up with 2011 Alabama, with 2016 Alabama, which I know didn't win the championship, that was still an elite defense in the modern era, I mean. But the offense, while good, is not that. And I think because of that, I wouldn't quite put them in that category. But there's nothing on the trophy that says you have to be a generational team to be champion. So, you know, and I really think that the only team that can beat Georgia, and I don't favor them to do so, but I think the only team that can beat Georgia is Alabama. So, and actually, because styles make fights, I'm going to rephrase that. There are two teams that could have beaten Georgia, or could have, Alabama or Ohio State. I don't think Michigan's style matches up well with Georgia. Sort of like the Michigan State Ohio State game, and then the Michigan Ohio State game. Michigan State didn't have the right pieces to be able to beat Ohio State, but Michigan did. So I sort of think it's like that. Michigan is a better overall team than Ohio State, but Ohio State has the tools that would have given Georgia a lot of problems. And I sort of think that really Alabama is the only team that stands in Georgia's way of a national championship, absent, you know, some type of meltdown game where you have a bunch of turnovers or breakdowns in special teams.
Is there a, you just came from Jim Harbaugh's big win up there against Ohio State. Is there a little bit of the same storyline for Kirby Smart against Nick Saban here? Is it one of those, if not now, then when, Reese, for Kirby Smart against Nick?
That part of it, yes. I don't think it's quite as pronounced or quite as large an albatross for Kirby in Georgia as it was for Jim and Michigan. But yes, I mean, this is the year to do it. I wouldn't suppose it's that because of the way he's recruiting and the type of coach he is, there will be other shots. But this would be a bitter disappointment, I think, for Georgia people and for Kirby and certainly for the team first and foremost. I learned my lesson from the Saban press conference the other day. I already knew, but I think we already know that.
Good reminder, anyway,
a reminder. It would be a bitter, bitter disappointment. And there is a little, I think when I, like I said, for Oklahoma State last week, if not now, when? That's because Oklahoma State, while as good as Gundy has been and as consistent as they've been, they have to develop. They don't reload, you know, and they've got a ton of super seniors on that great Cowboy defense. And it was set up. You got to do it now or else you're going to cycle back down. Georgia's not going to cycle back down, but certainly it would be viewed as a gargantuan missed opportunity if they don't win at all.
ESPN's Reese Davis is with us on the Pepsi Hotline. You'll see him from College Game Day on location there in Atlanta for the SEC Championship. You were talking about styles make fights. Did Michigan catch a break or not getting Iowa instead of Wisconsin? Which style do you think gives them more trouble?
Well, they beat the dog mess out of Wisconsin when they played him the first time. So I don't think it really matters because both of those teams play like Michigan. And Iowa's got a really, really good defense. They've got an opportunistic secondary and really good players in the secondary, even though they've had some injuries there. I called their game against Iowa State earlier this year, but they can't score. And I don't see how in the world they're going to score enough points to win the game. Michigan doesn't turn the ball over. They don't make mistakes. Cade McNamara, he threw a bad one against Ohio State the other day. It was funny. I was standing in the end zone behind him. And as soon as he set up, you could do it. And I didn't care who won the game, but I was like, no, 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 no. And because you could see the interception coming, but that's been rare. And Iowa has feasted on guys that turn the ball over. Just ask Tulia Tagovailoa. I mean, they wore him out with interceptions and turnovers. Michigan doesn't do that. And they've got the, you know, I think the top two guys for the Heisman Trophy should be Will Anderson and Aiden Hutchinson at Michigan. Pick your order, depending on how they play this weekend. But, you know, Aiden Hutchinson is also strong. He's a great pass rusher, but he's good against the run. Ojabo, the other end, David Ojabo, is also good against the run. And they're both great pass rushers. So I just don't see how Iowa absent some type of meltdown, or Michigan still basking in the euphoria of finally beating Ohio State and just not being ready to play. You know, I don't really see how Michigan stumbles here.
You know, when Jim Harbaugh took this program over in 2015, I think most people believed it was going to be an elite program year in, year out. And 2016, they were close. Ironically, it was Iowa that beat them on a last-second field goal in an upset that probably kept them away from the Big Ten championship game and maybe getting to a 14 playoff. But now that they're so close, why did it take Jim Harbaugh so long?
That's a great question. And, you know, the thing is I sort of started thinking about the comparison between he and John Cooper. So I had my standout researcher, Marissa Dowling, help me break down some numbers on that. It's uncanny. Jim's been great against, or near great against, everybody not named Ohio State. And so I don't, you know, they certainly had a rough season last year, and they've had some, several iterations of what they want to do on offense. And I think they've really settled on something. A good mix right now. And Josh Gattis, I think, has really done a nice job as their offensive coordinator. And it's allowed them to establish an identity. And I think before they were really stubborn and trying to play that Stanford-style bully ball. And you can't really do that in the Big Ten, because Iowa and Wisconsin and certainly Ohio State are not going to be bullied. You know, I mean, you may beat them, but you're not going to, you know, just hit them in the mouth and make a back up, you know, like a lot of teams did against Jim Stanford teams. So it's maybe it's some of that, I don't know. So, I mean, and the other thing too is, guys, who is beating Ohio State? Save for the random upset here and there, which everybody's vulnerable to. It's sort of like saying, you know, well, this team's not very good in the SEC West because they don't beat Alabama. I mean, who beats Alabama? I mean, not many. And that's sort of the same way for Jim and Ohio State. Ohio State is elite NFL churning talent out year after year. And just because he didn't beat them, you know, I don't think it means he wasn't a good coach. But certainly there have been, you know, quirks and oddities and things like that that, you know, they seem to have gotten a handle on. And I don't know. I mean, it's really hard to say why it's taken this long for them to get to this level. But you rightly point out, they stop Ohio State, which a call that will be disputed forever. If they get the benefit of the doubt on that call, JT Barrett fourth down play in overtime, they win that game and they go on and they probably go to the playoff that year. So it's, it's been close, but now they've got the opportunity right in front of them. Just don't step into the empty elevator shaft.
I know your love for this sport, and I love you drinking coffee too. This is awesome. It's like we're sitting around a morning show on local access television. I like this. I like this.
Yeah, but can we ask you, where did your books go behind you?
Yeah.
We've relocated. I'll put it that
okay.
way.
Fair enough.
We've relocated.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I want to talk relocation because I know you love the sport. Lincoln Riley at USC. There's I'm an SEC guy, but there's something exciting about USC getting that kind of coach out there. There seems to be more interest instantly in the Pac-12.
Well, that's what they needed. They needed a splash hire. They needed a guy who could draw talent. And, you know, you've already seen that with the 23 quarterback, Malachi Nelson, who was going to Oklahoma. Now he's going to SC. And I think there are a couple other players who are following suit with that. So Lincoln was a tremendous hire for Mike Bone. But there's always a but, I'm not trying to take everybody to negative town. I think he's going to be wildly successful there. That's what I think. But I also believe it's fair to point out that he was handed the keys in Norman to a Lamborghini that Bob Stoops had built. And, you know, Lincoln drove the heck out of that Lambo. He drove the heck out of it, but he didn't build it. And now he's got to go and build it. There are chassis adjustments that need to be made. The fuel injectors need to be unclogged. The turbo lag needs to be addressed. And, you know, everything down to the tires. They've got a lot to do at SC. He hasn't done that before. Doesn't mean he can't. I suspect that he will, because certainly he may have access in terms of skill position players anyway, to the greatest auto parts, if we want to continue the metaphor, the greatest auto parts area in the world, you know, with all of the quarterbacks and receivers and running backs he'll have access to, you know, within a stone's throw of campus. So I think it's a great hire, and I think he'll do a great job. But he is being asked to do something that we haven't seen him do yet, and that's build the car, build the machine, pretty much from the ground up.
Alabama fan says, it's not the lack of books, Lance. Reese is doing it from the Georgia Trophy Room.
Oh, no, no.
That from Goal Line Stan on Twitter.
No,
that's
pretty good.
That's a great line.
That's pretty good. I'll give him that. Pollock, you know, Pollock and I do a podcast every week, and I've been telling him, you know, this is the year. He goes, man, he goes, we're Georgia people. We've seen this movie. We know how this goes. So, you know, there is a sense among their fans, while they are confident on the one hand, there's some trepidation just because of the number of times that they've been on this stage and had their hearts broken, whether in the SEC championship game, whether the blackout game, you know, whether the Labor Day night game, you know, in 1985, whatever it is, they've, you know, Alabama, as they have to many, has been a thorn in their side. They've vexed them for years. Yep. And I've often thought that when Georgia beats them, and they will, whether it's, you know, Saturday or another time, or, you know, or not Saturday, and then again in the playoff or something like that, I don't feel like it'll be like on a batted down pass as time expires, or on a second and 26 touchdown. I sort of feel like it'll be, you know, 38-17, you know, like, yep, like that they'll kind of, it'll be sort of one of those cathartic victories that they get, sort of much like, I guess, Michigan got against Ohio State last week.
All right, C. Reese, bright and early Saturday on ESPN Game Day from just outside the Dome there in Atlanta. Thank you so much for the
Actually,
time.
Actually, I think we're going to be in Fan Fest, so it'll be inside, much
yes.
more comfortable.
My apologies from inside Fan Fest. I was actually told that earlier this week and completely forgot.
I thought I mentioned that to you.
It's not your job to keep up with that. I got to know where to go. You guys know a quick story. They almost lost us going inside the Big House on Saturday. We had a rookie driver, a kid who got scared and didn't realize he was in an escort and was driving like he was, you know, proceeding across campus and yielding to pedestrians and other people and being polite. And I'm like, dude, show's not waiting on us. You've got to find your way in here. Because where we were, we couldn't walk. It was, you know, it was like a long haul from the outside set inside. So anyway.
So go see him inside of Fanfare right next to the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Thank you so much for the time, Reese.
All right, guys. See you later.
All right. Take care. Reese Davis with us on the Pepsi Hotline. Always fun talking with him. And a reminder as well, holidays coming up. Dometic coolers, super durable, efficient, basically the best you can get. Right now is the best time to get one. Nichols Outfitters in Pelham has some amazing discounts going into the selection of the Dometic coolers and fridges. Some models up to 30% off. Great gift idea. Nichols Outfitters. Exit 242 in Pelham. Online, nicholsoutfitters.com.
Chances ESPN cut a check for $1,600.
Yeah, this is where we want to be. We'll see y'all there.
We'll be in there. Yeah. There's no doubt. No, yeah, they're part of it. By the way,
their check's a little bigger. It goes to the SEC every year.
Tune in because a special musical guest, part of Fan Fest, and I'm sure that person will make their way over to the game day set as well. So it should be interesting.
Inside information?
Do you know who it is?
I can't share.
Okay.
Can't share. But there is a lot of red going on in the. In that game this weekend. That's not a Taylor. I was going to hint that it was Taylor Swift. It is not Taylor Swift.
Okay.
That's her album.
Could it be Ed Sheeran?
I don't know. I don't know who it is.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't. Here we go. When we come back, more college football. Roman Harper joining our guest list today. He'll be with us at 11. Mechie coming up at 12 noon today. Part of the show, Rockstar, being brought to you by your guy.
It's Adam Mestre at MD Realty. Did you know that Adam is a third-generation realtor who was born and raised in Birmingham, so he knows the area. You want a guy like Adam to find a house for you. Why rent when you can buy? Thinking of selling your house in the spring? You need to act now because January is one of the busiest months when it comes to listing homes. Call Adam Mestre for a free home evaluation at 205-422-0589 or visit mdrealtyllc.com. At MD Realty, we make house calls.
One of the hottest offensive coordinators at one point in college football. A lot of Auburn fans want him down on the plains. What he says about the college game next.
Follow the Next Round on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Next Round Live.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round to tell you about our friends at Vulcan Tire and Automotive. Four great locations right here in Birmingham. The next time you need one or a set of new tires, do yourself a favor. Stop by, see the guys at Vulcan Tire and Auto. Locally owned and operated with a wide selection of the top tire brands available, the guys there can get you set and get you safely back out on the road. Again, four locations in Birmingham: Hoover, Moody, Trustful, and Gardendale. For more information, you can always visit them online. Check them out today, VulcanTireAndAuto.com.
It's that time of year again. Don't miss Bromberg's store-wide free Christmas sale. Get 20% off throughout the store on diamonds and gemstones, designer jewelry, fine timepieces, fabulous giftware, and more. Find gifts from Bromberg's increased inventory of beautiful, timeless jewelry she will adore for a lifetime. And get 20% off during Bromberg's free Christmas sale Wednesday, December 1st and Thursday, December 2nd at Mountain Brook and the Summit. Make Christmas wishes come true with a silver Bromberg's box under the tree. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. It's time to start thinking about employee holiday gifts. Consider getting your hardworking guys a pair of Red Wing boots. Each day your employees are on the job site helping your company succeed, so reward them with comfort at its best. The Red Wing mobile shoe truck can visit your shop and fit your employees with a great selection of boots. Or Red Wing gift cards can be purchased at your local Red Wing store, available in all amounts. Whichever program you choose, your employees will appreciate the quality, service, and selection from Red Wing Shoes, and they'll also be thankful they have such a great boss. Reward your employees this holiday season with Red Wing Shoes.
Hi, this is Wes McClooney, owner of the New Balance Birmingham store. Getting the whole family into comfortable shoes can be an incredible feat, but not at New Balance Birmingham. We have the largest selection and inventory of any specialty shoe store, and our fit specialist will match your feet with the perfect New Balance shoe. Come see us at the New Balance Birmingham store, located on Highway 280 next to Chick-fil-A. Experience the difference a custom fit makes today at New Balance Birmingham.
Did you know there are many different causes to erectile dysfunction? Causes like a heart condition, diabetes, a reaction to medication, or simply low testosterone. I'm Jim Dunaway, and I'm so glad the Alabama Men's Clinic is right here in Birmingham. They've treated thousands of Alabama men for ED. And listen, men, this is one game you never want to be out of. And that's why the Alabama Men's Clinic staff will find the problem, and some of you will be back in the game the day after your first appointment. Set up that appointment by calling 205-598-7000, 205-598-7000, or go to the website, alabamamensclinic.com. As I told you, there are many reasons you could be having an ED problem, and you want to find out the answer. Most men wait years before they even address the issue with a doctor. Get rid of depression. Get rid of anxiety. Make a new connection with that special person in your life. Again, the number 205-598-7000, or get back in the game at alabamamensclinic.com.
Cookie Dough Magic is a locally owned dessert shop serving 13 flavors of edible cookie dough by the scoop. Visit today and try their delicious, safe to eat cookie dough in a homemade cone, milkshake, or sundae. Cookie Dough Magic also offers their cookie dough by the box, which is perfect for holiday parties, for work, classrooms, and family get-togethers. Three locations, Birmingham, Trustful, and Huntsville, and they offer nationwide shipping, of course. So visit mycookiedoughmagic.com to order. That's mycookiedoughmagic.com.
The best food with the best sports is at Walk On Sports Bistro, and they're now hiring for the Stadium Trace location near the Hoover Met. Walk On's has top pay for experienced kitchen staff, servers, bartenders, bussers, hostesses, and to-go cashiers. And yes, health benefits are available. Go by the new Walk On's location at Stadium Trace in Hoover and apply today. Hiring is happening on-site 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. This is your chance to join the championship team at Walk On's Sports Bistro in Hoover.
Hey, Lance Taylor with the Next Round. I want to tell you about our guys at Chorus Smart Secure, local smart home security company in Hoover with over 200 five-star reviews. I made the swap from one of those big security companies to Chorus, and the cameras and automation are awesome. Tell them the Next Round sent you and receive a free Sonos soundbar with the purchase of any smart home system. Call Chorus Smart Secure today, 205-920-1020. That's 205-920-1020.
Not only did Thompson win a state championship, Mark Freeman's ninth state title, 38-22 over Central Phoenix City last night, Hewitt Trustful's girls became the first, I think it's the first one for us, right? The first high school state flag football champion. That became an official sport this year. Really competitive. Got friends whose
daughter quarterbacks the Hoover High School team and the Hewitt Trust for Girls in double overtime, the first ever state championship, double overtime. And I think they played this at Protective as well yesterday. They beat Smith Station in double overtime. So congratulations to the Hewitt Trustful Girls there. Part of our show being brought to you by the great folks at Backyard Adventure, backyardalabama.com, the website. Great family business right there. If you're looking for a great opportunity still for Christmas delivery right now, all display models on the lot right there off Highway 119 and heavy-duty trampolines are in stock, and they'll give you Christmas delivery still guaranteed right there. Just go to backyardalabama.com, backyardalabama.com, or call them up, 205-408-4FUN, 205-408-4FUN. Display sale is underway, and those final orders guaranteed on the displays and the heavy-duty trampolines. But you can also get any Backyard Adventure playground ready for the next spring and summer for your kid, and it lasts a lifetime right there. It's a lifetime warranty, 100% cedar wood, high quality. They set everything up for you. They do landscaping. They do maintenance. They do everything. It's a wonderful company, Backyard Adventures, backyardalabama.com, backyardalabama.com. All right, as we look to replace some coordinators, too, not just head coaches, coordinators, Tom Herman's name popped up. A lot of Auburn fans were like, man, what about Brian Harsin bringing Tom Herman as an OC? You can question Tom Herman as a head coach, though relatively speaking, he did a better job than Sark has done so far.
Well, and look, and he did a really good job at Houston. I mean,
yeah, he did an okay job at Houston. I wouldn't say really good.
Yeah. But I mean, he did a really good job at Houston.
I mean, he won 10 games that year, Brown, beat the teams he was supposed to get into the playoffs, and then lost two others.
Lost four.
Yeah. But I thought that
four
was...
Four games. Didn't even finish in the top 25.
I thought that was, you know, a really quality conference at that point, too. Maybe more so even than this year with Cincinnati there. But you can't question Tom Herman as an offensive coordinator.
He seems to have been good. It was at Ohio State, yeah.
I mean, he was at Ohio State when they beat Alabama in the playoffs, and what did Kirby Smart and Nick Saban do immediately after that? They called Tom Herman and said, hey, can we come and spend time, or can you come and spend time with us and show us what you saw and how you beat us?
Yes.
And that's kind of brainy is. Tom Herman, now with the Chicago Bears, was asked yesterday about getting back into the college game. He says, has no desire. He wants to stay in the NFL game for now.
Well, he's probably getting a taste of the fact that I don't have to recruit. I don't have to deal with prima donnas that are 17 or 18. And I didn't have to deal with the NIL that some of these coaches are having to do with. Brown, for the record, 13-1 and 9-3. I mean.
Well, that 9-3 was, I mean, he finished out of the top 25.
Okay. Well, still was 13-1. He won 10 games at Texas, by the way, in his second year. So yep. A much better job than Sark. And the guy was a really good offensive coordinator, you know, from Iowa State to Ohio State. So if he wanted to get back, I'm sure he could probably name a ton of people that would love for him to come back and be an OC.
The two things about Tom Herman. Number one, until I saw this story today, I'd forgotten Tom Herman was with the Bears. I don't know if you guys remembered that, but like if you'd have said Tom Herman, I would have said sitting out counting money. Yeah. I did not remember he was even with the Bears. But the weird part about this is that is his only NFL experience, analyst with the Bears. It's not as if this guy was in the NFL, came back to college, and is like, yeah, you know what? I did like it better in the NFL, and now he's back. He's been an analyst with the Bears for a very short time and is already saying, I tell you what, man, I'm just going to stay up here in the NFL. I got no desire to go back to college.
I worked 5 months a year, and how much money did Texas pay him to get out of there? Do you guys have any idea what the break was?
I think it was north of 20.
I mean, his base was $5 million when he signed in 16. So, yeah, you're probably right. He probably got a $20 million golden parachute to get out of there. So why not hang out in the NFL for a little bit?
And he can come back as an OC.
He can come back as a head coach at a lower level.
That's what I was about to ask. And it's something to think about. You know, we got a few minutes here. Dan Mullen. He's going to be on the SEC Nation set this weekend doing television. He's out of a job. He's got a lot of money. What do you do, Dan Mullen, next year? Are you an OC somewhere? Are you just sitting out?
I think you take a lesser job. I think it was you. I don't want to credit Brown if it was you.
Yeah, I will let you know.
I want to get back into that. Yeah.
Yes, he'll tell you.
If I'm Dan Mullen, I sit a year out. I spend Florida's money. I become an analyst with the SEC Network, and then I figure out what I want to do. Dan Mullen's ego, and I kind of brought this point up yesterday. I don't think it would allow him to be an OC right now. And probably the same for Tom Herman. Those guys that had programs, Florida and Texas, and the way the departure went down, do you think they really want to go work for another college coach right now?
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Take a beat.
Yeah, and I don't know what the marriage would be like, but if, and I've lost track of this, did Moorhead take the Akron job? If Joe Moorhead takes the Akron job, I do think that offensive coordinator spot at Oregon's a pretty good spot. I mean, I think that's a good spot to go if I'm a Dan Mullen. Get away from the SEC, get out to where I don't know what how he'd mesh with Cristobal. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm with LT. I'm not sure his ego or my ego would allow me to do it immediately, right back to being the OC.
Now, if let's just, I'm going to throw a random program out, Jed Fish at Arizona. It doesn't work out, and he's gone after 2022. Arizona opens up, and you have an opportunity to hire Tom Herman or Dan Mullen. Who do you hire?
You jump on that, and I probably would surprise you and say Dan Mullen.
I would go Dan Mullen, too.
And yeah. I would say, if I'm the Arizona AD, how are these two guys taking this job? This is a graveyard job.
Yeah, but, I mean,
West Coast recruiting, man.
Doesn't that seem like the type of job that one of these guys is going to get?
Oh, yeah. That's a graveyard job, though.
Lincoln can only get 25. I mean, Georgia Tech, if Jeff can't get it turned around next year, that could be a job that one of those guys could get. I mean, it's a build. Good Day Alabama checking in says Texas paid Herman $15 million not to go to work.
All right.
Always interesting.
Take that.
Top of the hour here, part of our show being brought to you by the great folks at Cowan Equipment. We'll tell you about some poll questions we have out coming up in the next hour and more SEC championship talk.
Yes, our friends at Cowan Equipment, they are proud to partner with the Next Round on our new venture. Would love the opportunity to partner with your company for your heavy equipment needs. Visit us. Go to Cowan.com to find out more about how we can be your heavy equipment solution, from rental and new equipment sales to superior service and parts. For more information, go to Cowan.com.
Follow LT on Twitter at TheLanceTaylor.